The Gemara on the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Vezem Adal brings on this Maisa that happened with Rabbi Nachman. Said over from Rabbi Nachman, Maisa Vira Adavar Basa Chayisi Kala. But Maisa Nechacham Ram Metikak Subasa V'Tamad Amad Nasam. And it's a Kirachas Mikan and Mikan. So this Maisa is brought on Meshem Rabbi Huda Hanachtam. Who was Rabbi Hanachtam? He was a Tana in the Dar Rabbi Kiva. And apparently it sounds like he was a Nachtam. He was a baker. That's what he did for his as his profession. So just thinking of a Mahalach, perhaps, why B'davka or B'yudah Nachtam became a Nachtam, why that was the profession that he decided to go into. So this B'yudah Nachtam, according to the Medrash says that he was actually one of the Asar Harugi Malchus. There's different shitas who exactly the Asar Harugi Malchus were. The Medrash says that he was one of the Asar Harugi Malchus, and the Medrash actually says that he was the reason, one of the reasons, why Acher was Yotel Atar B'sra. Taisus and Chagiga brings this on Daf Tesvav, that it says that Acher saw the Lashon of Rabbi Hanachtam, that when they killed him, they cut out his tongue, and he found that Nasan Bifi Kelev was in the mouth of a dog. And when he saw that, he said, how could it be such a Tam Chachim? His Lashon is Bifi Kelev, and that caused him to go Latar B'sura. So that's what happened to him when he was killed. And the it's brought down in the Sefer HaGugulim from Chaim Vital. He says, you know, Chazal say that Asar, Hu, and Malchus were connected the Shvatim. Connected the Shvatim, the Sol Yosef, each one was coming to be Mechaper and one of the Shvatim, and was a Gilgal one of the Shvatim, and it goes through each one of the Asar Harugi Malchus, which Shevet he was from. And it says over there that Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtaim was from the Shevet of Asher, just like the Zer of Asher was Megal Asayid, he was also Megal Asayid, and for that reason, his the Mida Kenegamida was Bedafka in the Indian of his Lashon, which is higher Megal Asayid. Al Kapanim, that's what it says over there, that he came from Shevet Asher. Now, with Shevet Asher, it says in the Bracha of Shevet Asher in Parshas Vayechi, it says that the bracha of Shevet Asher was that b'shmeina lachma, his lechem will be very, very chashav, very shamein, and there is a special chashivas to the lechem of Shevet Asher. So being that there's a special bracha in the lechem of Shevet Asher, and this Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtam was a gilgal of Shevet Asher, according to the Medrash, the Mela could be that's why b'dafka he was shaykh to the Indian of Nachtaim, which is a baker, somebody's Isaac in the afi of lechem, because that was really the Mida, the Bechina, the Bracha of Shevet Asher. That's the feed, the Pshuta, that he was a Nachtaim Mamish. It happens to be that the Medrash says in a different place that really he was Isaac B'tar Kol Yamav. Why was he called Nachtaim? Not that he was actually a baker, but he was Maitse Divretai, I Ravim Kalechem. His Torah was so Geshmak, it was as Geshmak as Lechem, and that's why he's called a Nachtaim, but he wasn't actually Nachtaim. But Lefi, the Pashup Shat, then it means he was actually a Nachtaim. It could be that's the Indian, because he came from Shevet Asher, he was a Gilgal of Shevet Asher, the Mela, he was Shaykh to this Indian of Masher Shmei Nalachmai.